the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to Saturday's racing preview. A superb Saturday to look forward to. It's Racing Post Trophy Day at Doncaster. That Group 1 contest for the two-year-olds is the feature race. But plenty of other good racing to look forward to as well. There's a couple of Group 3s at Newbury and over the jumps, as well as some good racing to look forward to, including the Old Rowan Chase from Aintree and the Persian War Novices Hurdle at Chepstow, as well as the Silver Trophy Handicap Hurdle at Chepstow as well. So plenty to look forward to this afternoon. And we'll be hearing from two jockeys ahead of the action. Tom Queeley is going to look at the racing at Newbury and Doncaster for us. And champion jockey AP McCoy will be looking ahead to the action at Aintree and Chepstow. So plenty to get stuck into, and first of all we'll speak to Tom to find out his thoughts on this afternoon's racing on the flat.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
Delighted to be joined by jockey Tom Queeley to look ahead to the action. Hi, Tom.
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Looking forward to today's racing. The Racing Post Trophy has got an illustrious list of past winners. All gone on to, well, a lot of them have gone on to bigger and better things. And it's exciting to think that we could see something like that today as well.
Yeah, it's a race that throws up some interesting contenders for the Classics next year. And this year looks no exception.
Yep, looks good. Like I say, you could reel off a whole host of past winners that went on to win classics and so on and so forth. So exciting to look to that. You're at Newbury as well, Tom. A good day there as well, isn't it, alongside Doncaster?
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting races in the card. I'm sure there'll be informative maidens, and there's a couple of Group 3s down there, so it'd be interesting to see how they develop.
Yep, we're going to look at a couple of races from Newbury and a couple from Doncaster. Starting in the 220, which is the Worthington's Whiz Kids Stakes, which was the Horace Hill. It's a Group 3 contest over 7 furlongs for colts and geldings. And it's priced up this morning as if it should really be between the French Raider, Gollyway, and the unbeaten Piping Rock. Do you think it'll be between those two, Tom?
Yeah, I like Gollyway. There was a lot of it, but his win at St. Cloud, first time out, it was on soft ground. He's bred it in the purple. Olivia Pellier making the trip over. It's not too often under Fab has a 2-year-old runner in the UK, so it's very noteworthy. I would think of the remainders, like Piping Rock, as you want to tell it, and certainly well thought of. On the basis of experience, I would see Morning Post as the main danger to Galloway. And with the experience that he has, I think there's every chance he'd chase him home with blinkers on, Jamie Spencer on board. But I wouldn't look beyond Galloway.
Okay. Galloway then in the Horace Hill. Moving on to the 255 next. This is the Worthington's Champion Shield and Victoria Club Stakes, which was the St. Simon Stakes. It's a Group 3 over a mile and a half. And you're in action here, Tom. You ride Model Pupil. What do you make of your chances in this race?
Yeah, he started off the season well, and he's arguably found it a little bit tough. You know, the contest he's been campaigned in, his chances helped, I think, by the ground. I think he'd go on the ground, and I think he's got a solid each-way chance. But it's tough stuff. Nichols Canyon is the one I'd see as the main danger. For John Gosling, he was impressive last time out. And you can make a case for Prince Bishop, the 6-year-old, but I think it's one of the younger guns are going to rule the roost, so I'd keep an eye on Nichols Canyon.
Okay, up to Doncaster we go then for the next couple of races. The first of which is the 205. It's the Doncaster Stakes, which is a listed race of 6 furlongs, and a very interesting race as well. Knight of Thunder was an impressive winner of a soft ground maiden at Goodwood on his first and only start. He remains unbeaten. Stubbs looked good earlier on in the season when winning a maiden in a listed race at Nace, but had to settle for 6th place in the Coventry. And you've got the likes of the Progressive ALS in there as well. Interesting races, Tom. Who'd you like here?
I like Knight of Thunder here. for Hannan and Hughes. His son of Dubow, he made a nice impression when winning first time out at Goodwood. He was soft on that occasion. And I think it's very testing at Doncaster, so could certainly make a case for him. Stubbs, another one I'd keep an eye on, by Dane Hill Dancer. He's been running with credit and been fairly rock solid and consistent. But I like Knight of Thunder, and the underfoot conditions will suit.
Okay, on to the big race of the day then at Doncaster, the Racing Post Trophy. That's at 3:50, a Group 1 for entire colts and fillies, and it's over a mile. Just spinning through the betting this morning, as we record this, it's 3-1 for Kingston Hill, who's the market leader. Century is 9-2 with Pinzolo, somewhat 15-2, Chief Barker 8-1, and a bit of money for Johann Strauss as well, 12s into 9s, 14-1 or bigger prices. The remainder, you could give a whole host of these a decent chance in here, Tom. And as we've mentioned, an illustrious list of past winners to join. Who'd you like for the big race of the day at Doncaster?
I mean, Kingston Hill, it's very hard to knock him. He's been unbeaten so far. He won first time out on soft ground and made no mistake in a Group 3 since. Variance horses are invariably in very good form. Pinzolo again has a similar profile, and by Monsoon, I can't see the underfoot conditions being a major problem. Century has all the credentials and ticks all the right boxes as regards connections, and Aidan O'Brien's record in the race is second to none, so you'd have to certainly keep an eye on him at a slightly bigger price, and maybe you'll get a run for your money. But I like Pinzolo, to be honest. As I said, bred the way he is, I think he liked the conditions and has done very, very wrong so far. And he was supplemented for the race, so that speaks volumes.
Okay, Pinzolo then in the Racing Post Trophy. Thank you for speaking to us, Tom. Just before you go, you've got a number of rides at Newbury that we weren't able to talk about. Anything you're particularly looking forward to riding this afternoon?
Yeah, my best ride of the day is probably Oxana in 4:05 at Newbury. Four fillies. She's been running very well and with credit in some valuable sales races. She got off to winning ways at Yarmouth in a nice maiden. I won on her on that occasion, and I think she's certainly a massive race today, so I look forward to riding her.
Good stuff. Good luck on Newbury this afternoon, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us, and enjoy Saturday's racing.
Cheers. Thanks.
And now switching our attention to the jumps action. Good racing at Aintree and Chepstow this afternoon. We can now hear from Tony McCoy to find out who he likes in this afternoon's jumps racing.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good, man. A lot of press again this week surrounding your pursuit of that 4,000th winner. You're on 3,984 at the moment, just 16 to go after that spectacular five-timer at Carlisle as well. So the numbers are ticking away, AP. How are you feeling about getting to 4,000?
Yeah, the numbers are getting a bit closer, obviously. It's quite tough. Obviously, there's like Thursday in Carlisle obviously help matters a lot, but hopefully eventually I'll get there at some point in the near future. It's a lot of winners, so it's something I'm very proud of, you know.
Yeah, it is a lot of winners. It's a remarkable figure. And do you set a time frame now for yourself? Do you think I want to be there in maybe 2 weeks or whatever, or do you have an idea in your mind?
3 or 4 weeks ago I was thinking probably, you know, somewhere towards the end of November, I'd have been, you know, pretty all right. But, you know, yeah, maybe I could narrow it down a bit and make it a bit quicker, hopefully. So okay. Maybe mid-November somewhere would be good.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that, AP. Yeah, not too far away. But let's look ahead to the action today then, on Saturday. We're going to start with the racing at Aintree and then look at some of the racing at Chepstow as well. The first race that we're going to look at is the 155. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong for horses rated 0 to 150, and you're on board If and But Why Not, AP. Won 3 times last year on slow ground, a respectable 9th in the county hurdle at Cheltenham, but returning from a break after a fall at Ayr in April. So if his confidence isn't knocked, do you think he's got a good chance?
Yeah, hopefully so. As you said, he fell Ayr last time. He's run in the in the County Hurd was respectable. He went off joint favourite that day. That was a good enough run, and if you know if he was to repeat that, he's running off a similar map today. I think maybe a couple of pounds lower, but if he was to repeat that, he's definitely got a chance. As you said, he won three times last year. He's had a break. He could be an improving horse for the winter. So hopefully he is. It's a competitive race. There's a few in there, obviously, the likes of Karinga Dancer, Harry Fry, won a couple of races at Taunton and Canton last year. He could be a non-exposed horse that's still improving. Special Catch of Keith Reeves is another one that might still be improving. Hasn't run this season at all either. But you'd be hoping that this, and but why not, is capable of winning, and he's probably got as much chance as any of the rest of them, you know?
Okay. On to the big race of the day entry then. This is the 3-0-5. It's the Monet's Garden Old Roan Chase, a limited handicap, a grade 2 limited handicap, but it's over 2.5 miles. And your ride here, AP, is Conquisto, who's had solid form since switching to chasing, not been out of the first three so far and won three times. Slight question marks over the trip, do you reckon?
Yeah, possibly so. He's a solid little horse. He's obviously, he was second last time at Haydock over 2.5 miles. That was a good enough run. That was, you know, he hasn't ran many times over that trip. This is definitely obviously a step up in class. There's no doubt. He won a good handicap chase up in Ayr. And his second last start last year. But he's got a chance. It's a very tough competitive handicap, as you'd expect. There's horses in there with lots of good form. The likes of Walk On obviously was second in the Paddy Power. On his first run last year, he was second in the Topham Chase at Cheltenham, that's pretty good form. And then you have a very classy horse like Wishful Thinking. He was obviously beaten a long way in the Champion Chase, but he was third in the Champion Chase. He beat the likes of Eduardo Saw at Newbury. And obviously the price-wise horse that I see is Astrakad of Nigel Twisted Davidson. His horse is in good form. He was fifth behind John Spurred last week. He's fit from a run. He doesn't mind the softish ground. So you can see why he's fancying him. Very, very, very tough race. I wouldn't know what to go for. I think Walk On is a pretty solid horse. You know, I think he's got a chance in my own. Conquisto has got a chance too. Very, very tough. If I can see where price-wise it's coming from. If I was going for one, I would maybe go for Walk On or my own Conquisto.
Okay. You've got plenty of other rides on the card at entry as well, AP. We can't go through them all, unfortunately, but you're also on your busy in the 2.30. Josie's Orders in the 4.15. Shut the Front Door makes his chase debut in the 4.50 and Regal Encore in the 5.20. Any of those that you're particularly looking forward to?
Yeah, obviously the last two are the main two. Obviously, Shut the Front Door was pretty solid form in bumpers and hurdle races. He finished fourth in the handicap at Cheltenham Festival in his last run. And Regal Encore was second in the Cheltenham bumper. He's got pretty good form. See, I'll be hoping Regal Encore will win. Shut the Front Door if he jumps well. I'll be hoping he's got a very good chance of winning too. So those are the main two. The other horses, you're busy and Josie Orders have got bits of chances in competitive races, but I'd be hoping that Shut the Front Door and Regal Encore can win, hopefully.
Okay. Over to Chepstow then for a couple of races there, the first of which we're going to look at is the 3.35. This is the Persian War Novices Hurdle, grade 2 over 2.5 miles. And Paul Nicholls won this race last year with Wonderful Charm, who made a winning debut in this race for Paul Nicholls. He's trying to do the same thing again this afternoon with Caesar Milan, and the money has come for the Nicholls runner as well, 9-4 into 15-8 at the time of recording. How do you see the 3.35 going?
Yeah, he likes to target this race, no doubt. Paul does with his early season sort of better nose, as you like. I know that Wonderful Charm had a biggish reputation when he ran it last year. He ended up having his final run in the World Hurdle, so he obviously thought a bit of him. Caesar Milan, he won a bumper, I suppose, pretty impressively at Down Royal and the Ayr. He's got decent form. He's obviously now with Paul Nicholls. That's a big plus to any horse. So you can see where they're coming from. He's probably going to be one that's going to take a lot of beating. Times Remembered of Emma Lavelle's. He won quite well at Uttoxeter on his seasonal debut a few weeks ago. That's got pretty good form as well. and Brakely Barn of Philip Hobbs's. He was second. He was second in his first run this season, which was a decent enough run at Chepstow. Just finished ahead of Potter's Cross. There's not much between them. Brakely Barn did keep going well, so I could see him improving for the run. You got to go with the money probably with Cesar Millan. He could be, you know, he could be a decent horse. So I'm going to go for Cesar Millan to probably beat Brakely Barn.
Okay, and the 4.10 at Chepstow is the next race we're going to look at. The Silver Trophy Handicap Hurdle, and Broadway Buffalo is quite interesting here. Won his first five career starts, two bumpers and three maiden on obvious hurdles. Then that run ended last time on his handicap debut at Aintree in April, but the money has come for him this morning. He's 4-1 into 11-4 at the top of the betting, and very strong. What do you make of that, AP?
Yeah, he has, as you said, he was... He was pretty impressive in his bumpers and his novice hurdles, and sometimes the first time running the handicap can be a bit of a culture shock for him. He got beat a long way behind Manila Fortress at the entry, but it's interesting to see that the pipes have kept for this race. So they obviously think he's still not on a bad mark. So I think you know, he's definitely the one to beat. Verek of Paul Nichols is another one. He's only had one run in this country, won very well in Novice Hurdle at Newton Abbott. So he's kind of getting handicapped off his French form, where he had won and been second. So he's got pretty good form as well. Arl Dur is a horse that will like the ground, even though he's the top weight. He's a pretty solid yardstick, and he's not without a chance either. But I can see where the market's going really with Broadway Buffalo. He's got good bumper form, personal handicap. The pipes, you know, would like to charge at this race. So I'm going to go for Broadway Buffalo.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking to us again, AP. Good luck this afternoon at Aintree, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.